Robin, who's affected by the executive order?
The executive order affects everyone who meets five criteria that are listed in the executive order. The first criteria is really important. The person has to have come into the United States under the age of 16. The second criteria is that the person has to have continuously resided in the United States for at least 5 years before June 15th of 2012 and show that they were present in the United States on June 15th, 2012. The third criteria is that the person has to still be in school or graduated from high school or obtained a General Education Development Certificate, or GED, or have been honorably discharged from the Coast Guard or Armed Forces of the United States. The fourth criteria, the person cannot have been convicted of certain crimes. And the last criteria is the person cannot be over the age of 30.
So who is not eligible, Robin?
Who is definitely not eligible are people who entered the United States over the age of 16 or are now over the age of 30.
And what does deferred action mean?
Deferred action is a type of immigration status that is very temporary. This means that the government can take the immigration status away at any time. Deferred action will not lead to permanent legal residency in the United States or U.S. citizenship.
And what can people do now to prepare to apply?
The most important thing to do now is to start gathering documents showing continuous physical presence and a document or documents that show that the person was physically in the United States on June 15th of 2012.
So I understand that you're planning a workshop to guide people through the application process. Can you tell me about that?
The application process for this immigration status has not yet opened. We are still waiting for guidelines from the government. We think we're going to get those guidelines in the middle of August and we'll plan a workshop immediately after that.
So how can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more about the application process?
They can call my office at 279-2457 and give us their name and phone number so that we can contact them as soon as we have a date for the workshop.
All right. Thank you for joining me. And that was Executive Director of the Alaska Immigration Justice Project, Robin Bronin. I'm Daisha Eaton with KSKA.